the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today our Gospel passage and sermon text is the story of Bartimaeus, the blind beggar who was healed by Jesus. It is noteworthy because it, for one reason, it is the last healing miracle, the last healing story of the Gospel of Mark. Before Jesus, as we say, sets his face to Jerusalem. The very next story is the story of the first Palm Sunday. Jesus enters Jerusalem and is before Pontius Pilate, the death, the resurrection, the ascension, all the dramatic events of Christianity continue. This one story of the blind beggar Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus was, again, a blind beggar. He stood at the lowest rung of the social strata, ladder. He was poor, he was blind, he was a beggar. The only thing that would make him lower would be if he had lepers. Because we need to appreciate that before the time in this age in which we live, not that long ago, especially in the ancient world, there was a cruel superstition that was embedded everywhere. That someone with a disability, or someone with a challenge, someone with bad luck, someone living in poverty, all this was somehow connected to the judgment of God. And there was a double cruelty, because if that was believed, who were society, or who were anyone who would attempt to aid or help someone in need? Because that would be, after all, contrary to the will of God. And don't think that we don't see shadows or vestiges of the superstition still in our world today. On a personal note, not many years ago when I was in my former parish, we had a sightless person, a blind person, who was a very active member of the parish. He actually was a lay reader. He read from Braille, and in his day job, he was a voice artist. So he was just a beautiful reader of the scriptures, very active in the church. And the story of Bartimaeus is coming up in the lectionary. I'm a little apprehensive. So I went to my friend and I said, "What do you think?" He said, "Oh, don't measure your word. This is one of my favorite stories of the Bible. Yes, he came for physical healing, but his blindness and his fever. What joy, but this is also a story of a sightless person who saw things that the people with sight did not see. He was the first to know who Jesus was and to yell out his title." We sightless people often are able to see nuances and things in this world that people with sight can't always see. He said with a smile, "We are the only blind ones in the room." and so to this day, I take his words of encouragement with me when this story comes up. And I take his advice. I appreciate it with joy. And so just a word about Bartimaeus. Jesus is walking, and Bartimaeus yells at the top of his voice, "Jesus, Son of David," messianic title. He's shushed by the crowd. And one of the beauties of the story is Jesus stops. Yet again, Jesus recognizes the one in the midst of the many. He says, "Bring him to me." I'm reminded of the time that the woman who touched the hem of his garment said, "Who touched me?" And the disciples were bewildered and looked at him above the crowd pressing all in on him. Today he said, "Yeah, bring him here." And then the crowd was then out, he shuts the man, then he heard him quickly. He's calling him. And then there's a small detail that the gospel was very deliberate to keep. And we don't want to read too much into it, but we don't want to miss it either. It says that Bartimaeus cast off his cloak. Well, just 2 weeks ago, we had the story of the rich young ruler. And Jesus said, "Come be my disciple." But first saw his possessions, he couldn't let go of them. So many people in the gospel couldn't let go of their possessions. But Bartimaeus abandoned everything. He didn't fold it up and say, "Keep this so I come back." He also knew, most likely, that blind person wouldn't be able to find it afterwards. But he just was abandoned, cast everything, and he ran into Jesus. We don't really know much about his soul, his heart, his history. But Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?" The same question he asked his disciples in the last time in his story. "I want you to receive my sight again, which makes us believe my eyes have been blind from birth." And he received it and then he followed Jesus on the way. So that's the story of Bartimaeus. To bring me to the point of the sermon, which brings us to us today, not only to us as individuals, but to this parish, as we begin now our 176th year of life of ministry. When you think about it, this roadside healing, this little incident, nothing, compared to the panoply of drama that was before Jesus. The time before Pilate, the time of the Garden of Gethsemane, the arrest, the crucifixion, the death, the resurrection, the ascension, the gift of the Holy Spirit with tongues of fire. This was nothing but a beggar and a need. But it wasn't nothing to Jesus. It was something. He met that need. We have that story with us always. And this is the story that tells the Christian that it is the small things, it is the things we often think are nothing that make the building blocks of a Christian life. St. Teresa of Calcutta used to say, living the Christian life is like an old oil lamp. It lightens a little, one drop of oil at a time. And that's what Christianity is. That's what a faith life is. One drop of oil at a time. One roadside incident at a time. We have our Christian life. We need to think that as a parish, too. Just last week we had our tours, open house in New York, and we proudly, as you should, boasted and told the story of our fame, part of the Underground Railroad. We have married tens of thousands of people, more than any church in the United States. There is the church, the movie star, Tuba Bank has set, why don't you all sit? Great characters. The friends that are there, brothers and sisters. But as beautiful those stories are, that's not what makes us faithful. That's not what makes us grow. That's not what sustains us. It's the drop of oil of faithfulness, of love, of healing as we practice our Christian faith. When I first became rector, someone said to me, we have these kind of stories, we have to have another one. We can't just put it in our past, what will be the next big thing? The story of Bartimaeus says, we don't need the next big thing. We need to be faithful to the Bartimaeus in this world and live a life faithful to Jesus one drop at a time. It's often said that the 24-hour period we call a day is really a mini life. It has its birth, it has its success and failure, its heat of the day, its cool of the day, end of the day, the death of the day. And these are the building blocks that make up a life. And each day is a mini life. And it's composed of those little drops, those Bartimaeus stories in our lives. And what we think are things that we're taking to know are facts or are building blocks of life. And we'll always remember giving last rites to an older and dear friend of mine, one of the most Christian women I've ever known. But she did not die in peace because she had swallowed the pill of the culture to believe that she had done nothing that was big, nothing that was memorable, nothing that was a fame. And we try to consider, if you live below your financial means all your life, you give it to the church, you give it to the Lord, you practice Jesus in your life. But she didn't buy it. Because she thought it had to be the next shiny thing. Because that's what our culture teaches us. If it's not shiny or big or instant, we chuck it from something else. But the story of Bartimaeus says it's one drop at a time. And we live faithful to those drops. So every morning, perhaps we wake up, close our eyes, think of Bartimaeus as we begin today this mini life. We begin our drops of faith. Amen.